With the signing of the new state budget, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation was born, and it'll have a lot more money to work with than the Commerce Department ever did. That's according to the WEDC's Chief Executive Officer, Paul Jaden. Instead of a budget of about $50 million a year, Jaden says the corporation will have $84 million.
So that significant increase is all going to allow us to allow entrepreneurs to be innovative, to create businesses. It's going to allow us to work with those industry clusters, and of course it's going to allow us to create the kind of awards and incentives that we've historically done, whether it's tax credits, grants, or loans.
The Commerce Department's divisions of licensing and regulation are moving over to another state agency. Jaden hopes the changes, coupled with tax breaks for manufacturers and on capital gains, will make Wisconsin more competitive.
As you compare us to the states around us, Minnesota, of course, which had to shut down, Illinois with its tax increases and significant structural deficit, and all of the myriad of problems that Michigan is facing. We do stand out, and that is not lost on the business community.
Since it operates as a pseudo-private entity, Jaden says the WEDC is able to solicit money from corporations to help with a beefed-up marketing campaign aimed at attracting businesses to the state. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.